He asks me whom I worship. I worship no one, for I myself am God, the one true God, of whom the others are but shadows.
Brother, said Yusuf, you seem weary. Doubtless you have come a long way. Will you take some refreshments? Indeed, my way has been long, replied the stranger. I came into this okul to rest. But what can I drink here, where only forbidden drinks are served? You Muslims, you dare not moisten your mouths with anything but pure water. But we, who are of the sect of the Sabaeans, we can, without offending our law, refresh ourselves with the generous blood of the grape or the fair juice of the barley. But I do not see any fermented drink in front of you. Oh, I have long disdained their vulgar drunkenness, said Yusuf, making a sign to a negro who set upon the table two small glass cups surrounded by silver filigree, and a box filled with a greenish paste, in which was placed an ivory spatula. This box contains the paradise your prophet promised to his believers. And if you were not scrupulous, in 1 hour I would put you in the arms of the Houris without making you pass across the bridge of Al-Sirat, he said, laughing. But this paste is hashish, if I'm not mistaken, said the stranger, pushing aside the cup in which Yusuf had put part of the fantastic mixture. And hashish is forbidden. Everything pleasant is forbidden, said Yusuf, swallowing his first spoonful. The stranger looked at him with dark blue eyes, and his forehead contracted in folds so violent that his hair moved with the movement of the skin. For a moment, one would have thought that he would spring upon the careless young man and tear him to pieces, but he contained himself, and suddenly changing his mind, stretched out his hand, took the cup, and slowly began to sample the green paste. After a few minutes, the effects of the hashish began to make themselves felt upon the young man and the stranger. A gentle languor spread over all their limbs. A vague smile hovered over their lips. Although they had hardly spent half an hour in each other's company, they felt as though they had known one another for 1,000 years. When the effect of the drug upon them grew stronger, they began to laugh, to move about, and speak with extreme volubility, especially the stranger, who, a strict observer of all the prohibitions, had never before tasted this preparation and felt its effects strongly. He seemed a prey to extraordinary exaltation. Hosts of new thoughts, unheard of and inconceivable, traversed his soul like whirlwinds of fires. His eyes sparkled as though they were lighted from within by the reflection of some unknown world. His demeanor took on a superhuman dignity. Then the vision faded, and he collapsed limply upon the cushions.
I will away and take counsel of ecstasy. Saturn, pale but crowned by a ring of light, increased and came nearer, with the 7 moons about it, which its rapid motion carries with it. And thereafter, who could tell what passed on their arrival in the divine country of their dreams?